Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three, hooray! 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 Hooray!
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
forecasting your demise. So we're going to look at that. And Frank, I have a little bit of an echo. I wonder if you could fix that. I am talking. Can you hear me? I guess he fixed it. Hey, Frank, magical engineer. Well, thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We do have a quack report, and we got our topic. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. And so our devotional puts us in Psalms 33. It says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Proverbs 9 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the holy is of the holy understanding. So wisdom and knowledge, wisdom, discernment, because you're supposed to be judging everything. Mm-hmm. And mind time, grow short. Seek the Lord's face. He is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, the quack report's a bit brief. First, last, but not least, it's a little bit about the vaccinated going with the pandemic that we supposedly have. There's this new study that confirms that people that get multiple vaccinations can get what is called an antibody-dependent enhancement injury. So research that was conducted by health experts like Dr. Tenpenny did bring this to light, increasing concerns of the antibody-dependent enhancement, also known as ADE. She says it's usually associated with vaccines. So what it does is it makes the disease far worse by priming the human immune system for a potentially deadly overcorrection. And this is also called a hyperinflammatory response, as well as well known with your coronavirus vaccines or serums, I should say. So according to our worlddata.com, 31.7% of the world population has gotten the vaccine for COVID with one or more of the vaccine shots. So that's about 2.4 billion people. So in the United States now, according to the CDC, 199 million people have been vaccinated with at least one dose of the COVID serum. Now, some new science, new paper that was published in the Journal of Infection, it appears to provide some evidence that the vaccines being administered around the world would, without question, cause the antibody-dependent enhancement situation and will affect many people. So, FYI out there, if you've been thinking about it, if you're thinking about it, do your homework before you go jumping into that. and mind the time. It grows short. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okie dokie. So we're going to be jumping right on in here. And we're going to be talking about a lot of these algorithms and think tanks are trying to forecast, you know, the future. And, you know, it's not outside of health to try to forecast that within health, in the health realms, you know, forecasting your demise, if you will. Now, in light of the recent events that have been surrounding the COVID crisis, and I say crisis to the extent that that the whole pandemic has been orchestrated and backed by expert testimony. So we're in this fake pandemic that is run by people wanting unlimited global control, and they're getting assistance from other enterprises that are very powerful, like the media, because of money. Now, Dr. David Martin, he testified July 9th, 2021, at the German Corona Inquiry Committee. He was stating that your COVID-19 virus was engineered in the lab with the cooperation of the U.S. and China scientists, and a patent paper trail outlines the timeline on this collaboration with these entities in which massive corruption took place at the patent office, especially in Germany. So this is a global effort by national powers to usher in a one world order. And if you would like to hear the entire very interesting and very easy to understand testimony of Dr. Martin, you can see his video of testimony. You will get a link from us if you are on our newsletter list. We'll have the link in there, and you can play the testimony. It's about an hour long, but he takes you step by step on where this all started and how they did it. So if you're interested in seeing how the whole world has been played, that is an excellent video to see. Now, the global cases, there's a study now on global cases. We're shifting gears. It's not just about COVID. This was July 2021. It was a study done by the Alzheimer's Association in which they predict the number of dementia cases to increase dramatically, triple actually, by 2050. So I have to ask myself, would biological weapons like COVID, you know, the vaccine, they call the vaccine COVID vaccine, have anything to do with those numbers? Well, that's a good question. As neurological experts have said that the COVID serum has prion proteins that can lead to mad cow syndrome in humans or dementia. So here, the Alzheimer's Association is forecasting 6.2 million cases of dementia within 29 years. So with endless booster shots, we're told that we're supposedly going to need to stop the spread of this man-made virus, maybe that could be having a contributing factor to these predictions. What do you think? Well, here's the research the Alzheimer's Association did in cooperation with some researchers using the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation Methods at the University of Washington School of Medicine. And they come up with their forecast on the world full of dementia cases. Tripling these cases must have been, you know, taken some doing statistically, really. It is astonishing what they have predicted here. The highest number of cases, they said, would be in the eastern and northern regions of Africa and in the Middle East. So here are some highlights from their forecast report. They said adults over 65 will make up 16% of the dementia cases, which would be up from the standard 8%. They said the estimates of 10 in every 100,000 would develop a dementia prior to the age of 65, or 350,000 cases for every early onset dementia each year. So 350,000 people with early onset dementia every year. Think about this. Mortality from the dementia, they said, has increased in the United States population from 16 to 30 deaths per 100,000 each year. So they expect that to go higher. And in the highest U.S. rates for death from dementia have been in rural areas, they said, of the east, south, and central regions of the nation. So the mortality rate is 274 per 100,000 over the age of 65. And they predict that the incidence of dementia will rise quickly in anyone who smokes, has diabetes, or is overweight. Kind of the same risk with COVID, isn't it? Now, the kind of profiling here is going to influence a lot of policy in many different areas, such as your health insurance, your life insurance, your social score, which, of course, you know, that's going to be your trust score, which will be expected to replace your credit score. Think about all this, just lining up. Now, this research was published in the Journal of Alzheimer's and Dementia, and we have to wonder if the increased exposure in electromagnetic frequencies could have an accumulative effect that is contributing to our modern world's health problem here. It's a problem indeed. So cancer, tumors, frontal lobe damage has been documented from these types of exposures to EMF radiation. However, powerful corporations, you know, that gain to profit most will diffuse these research topics. If anyone posts important research on these things, it becomes a storm of conspiracy theories all over the Internet. Here's a quote from the Alzheimer's Association. Incidence estimates for younger onset dementia is suggesting 350,000 new cases per year, which just blows my mind. 350,000 young people, you know, bad. And so that could be a delayed reaction. If you know anything about vaccinations, a lot of times those can be a delayed reaction to serum toxicity. So keep that in mind if you've got young people all of a sudden losing their minds, literally. And so since we kind of touched on this topic here of radiation, I wanted to kind of backtrack a little bit and talk about EMF radiation a little. Some people may not know what that is, but back in 2016, I was reporting on EMF radiation, also known as dirty electricity. And EMF means electromagnetic radiation, if you didn't know what that means. And it's, you know, includes your Wi-Fi that everybody's using. Now, if you ask if mankind can live safely with all this accumulative radiation, that's a good question. Perhaps, but it does hinge on the fact if the research is truthful or not that we get with regards to these types of devices and sources of electric power. So let's look at it, because in the late 1800s, a Polish physicist, Marie Curie, remember her, French physicist Henri Becquerel, and a German physicist, Wilhelm Röntgen, they got together to create conducting experiments with electric current, and they discovered some new rays of light, and they called them X-rays. So adding elements of beryllium and uranium to the electricity, they discovered new light rays and energy matter, later named radioactivity, which radiology was developed from. Now, Marie Curie continued with her radiation experiments, and she exposed herself to radiation and died at the age of 67 from aplastic anemia. So the radiation killed her bones and her blood supply. So to this day, Curie's research papers and even a cookbook that she was working on is in shielded boxes, as they are highly radioactive and unsafe to even touch. So in the 19th century, we were put on the path that we knew very little about, which now impacts our health in very significant ways. So people are continuing to think that, you know, science is so accurate and the results They just want to believe science. They want to follow the science. But what if people in science are corrupt and lie to you, saying the science that they give you is accurate when indeed it is not? There's a question. So there has always been a question in the back of a lot of scientific-minded people if they have done their due diligence with regards to electromagnetic frequencies and the technology that's dependent on it. Now, in the Scientific American publication, it has just it did report on the 5G. They said it's not safe, as we were told it was. So the Scientific American was founded in 1845, and it has been a scientific journal to keep scientific discoveries honest. So people trusted this publication. So in October 2020, this article that was titled, "We Have No Reason to Believe 5G is Safe," was a report that reveals the safety concerns of this new technology with rigorous scientific standards. So the Scientific American explains that their fact-checking on 5G did not produce anything good. You know, they probably saw the corruption there. According to Joe Makowitz, University of California, Berkeley, quote, 5G, along with previous Wi-Fi and cellular technology, is much more harmful than the government and telecom industries want the public to believe, end of quote. So, if you've got, you know, what, 200 million people in America vaccinated or got the shot that has a lot of toxic chemicals in it that, you know, if they're exposed to certain positive charges, could cause a health problem. Well, then we have 5G that may be the linchpin there. So what Professor Moskowitz and others discovered is that the FCC safety guidelines used to test a lot of this new technology are quite outdated. The measurements for radio frequency radiation exposure limits were established in 1990 before cellular, Wi-Fi, 2G, or even 5G even existed. According to the Scientific American, quote, in short, the safety standards that the FCC wishes to maintain are severely outdated and fail to reflect the growing body of scientific evidence demonstrating harm, end of quote. Now, Dr. Moskowitz goes on to say, in the 1990s, there was not this broad concern and intensity of exposure to radio frequency radiations. With new research we now have available, the health concerns are much more significant and include risk of cancer, among other things, end of quote. So what is different here? Well, when the EMF of the 1990s is compared to today's EMF, we discover these things. The radiation reaches much further. In addition to microwaves, there is an added millimeter wave in cellular technology, and the millimeter wave radiation is your 5G. Also, 5G employs many active antennas for shorter beam formation, sort of like pulsed or phased arrays that can cause massive inputs and outputs called MIMO, M-I-M-O. So all of this goes beyond the FCC's capability to measure the exposure, as they have not kept up with how to analyze this technology and have not done their due diligence. So their reports can't be believed, for sure. So what are millimeter waves? Well, if we take a look at the 5G waves, and according to the research brought forward by the Scientific American, the radiation waves penetrate the human skin and even the cornea of the human eye. Just short-term exposure will have adverse effects such as peripheral nervous system, immune system, and cardiovascular system. So it does affect us even with brief exposure. If we have long-term exposure, it produces skin diseases like melanomas, eye diseases like ocular melanoma, and even can cause sterility of the testes in men. So the FCC did look into and took into account only the exposure intensity limits but failed to evaluate the frequency of these current waves. They ignored the signaling properties of the radio frequency radiation that increased the biologic health impact, such as characteristic or pattern of a signal, as well as the pulsing or polarization of it. So another shortfall that the FCC had is that in lab testing with their experiments, they didn't look at the biological effects, but only if it changed the lab rat's behavior. So astonishingly, other agencies have also been sounding the alarm and asking their findings to be known. Here is another International EMF Scientific Appeal report that says numerous recent scientific publications have shown that EMF affects organisms at levels well below most international and national guidelines. Effects include increased cancer risk, cellular stress, increased in harmful free radicals, genetic damage, structural and functional changes of the reproductive system, learning and memory deficits, neurological disorders, and negative impacts on general well-being in humans. Damage goes well beyond the human race, as there is also growing evidence of harmful effects on both plant and animal life. End of quote. Right? So, Joel Moskowitz, professor, says again, many scientists assigned this appeal, constituting that a majority of the experts on the negative health effects of non-ionizing radiation, and they published more than 2,000 papers and letters on this in professional journals, and more than 500 peer-reviewed research studies have similar findings, and the FCC is derelict in their duty to have put telecom industry interests above the public health. Well, it's called corruption. It's called money. The love of money is the root of all evil. Money in itself is not evil. It's the love of money that's evil. And this is what we're seeing, a lot of corruption. Just like with the patents that Dr. Martin was talking about for the COVID virus, they shouldn't have been allowed to get patents on that stuff based on, you know, established patent law. So let's look at where it comes from. So the International Agency for Research on Cancer, part of the UN's World Health Organization, actually lists over 250 class 2B carcinogens, and on the list is radio frequency electromagnetic fields. And this type of radiation comes from radio, TV, microwaves, cell phones, and Wi-Fi. So if you haven't noticed, Wi-Fi is being installed in all your coffee shops, your hotels, throughout your neighborhoods, on your airplanes, and even in your public schools. So the accumulative radiation effect most will be enormous, basically, when we look at all this exposure all the time. We're out and about, even at home with your Wi-Fi, you know, and your modems and your connectives with everything. So the accumulative radiation effect is enormous, although there haven't been enough studies published warning about the accumulative effect risk. Now, according to the National Center or Cancer Institute, rather, the most common exposure to radio frequency radiation is your wireless communication devices and equipment. They provide a list: your cell phones, your smart meters, any portable wireless device, your laptop, your mouse, that kind of thing, TVs, also radios, broadcasting antennas, satellite and radar devices, MRI devices, microwave ovens, cordless phones, cell phones, base stations, and Wi-Fi. So, you know, all this technology, I mean, you just go down to Best Buy and it's all there. You walk up and down the aisle, right? Oh, I'm long in this break. Sorry, Frank. Well, we got to take a break. More on this on the other side. Be right back. We'll be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Frank, we're back. Yay! A little bouncy music. That was the 70s, I do believe. 80s, maybe? Yeah. Well, we were talking about your broadcasting radiation and how it affects our health and how it could actually promote dementia in some cases, which kind of may go hand in hand with the prion proteins and the COVID shot, and of course the forecasting of the rise in dementia cases by the Alzheimer's Association. So we got a lot of things, a lot of factors to consider. And let's see, this was a National Cancer Institute research. They did a report on residential exposure to electromagnetic frequency radiation, showing a statistical significant association between this type of radiation and some of the cancers that would include breast cancer, That this all wound up in the Journal of the American Journal of Epidemiology in 2004. Okay. So, the journal article said the workplace environment was mentioned, where workers who are exposed to radiation such as in power stations or power line or telephone line workers really have a higher rate of developing these types of cancers, like leukemia, brain tumors, and even breast cancer. So those that are serving in the military, for instance, the Navy and the Air Force, also had a higher risk rate of cancer due to the radiation exposure from the electronics and the microwave emitting equipment they're around. But who are the most vulnerable? Well, we know that the very young are more susceptible to toxic chemicals and fumes, so why shouldn't they be more susceptible to radiation? Is it any different? Not really. It isn't. The Journal of Microscopy and Ultrastructure report had a journal article called Why Children Absorb More Microwave Radiation Than Adults and the Consequences in that. So they stated that children absorb more microwave radiation than us adults. The consequences, they said, in the study revealed that because their body is smaller and their skulls are thinner and their brain tissue more absorbent and still developing, they are at a more higher risk than adults would of developing brain cancers. Now, fetuses are even more vulnerable than the children, and pregnant women should avoid radiation exposure as much as possible. Studies are recommending that adolescent girls not put their cell phones in their bras or in their headscarf or anywhere on their person, for that matter. There's plenty of data warning that overexposure to microwave radiation produces a serious health risk, and experts are stating that this exposure should be limited because it's unacceptable. And we need to revise our standards so that people are aware of it. Now this, there's an expert on this type of exposure, Mark Gibbs. He was being asked the question in a report at Network World. He says he was asked, is Wi-Fi killing us slowly? Good question. Well, he says in Huntersville, North Carolina, Wi-Fi was installed in the high schools, and several female students developed a rare form of eye cancer called ocular melanoma. Health authorities state that they didn't know what was causing the cancer because it usually occurs in people over the age of 50. So the community requested an environmental occupational study, and Dr. Samuel Milham, an epidemiologist of California, was contacted. And Dr. Milham reported exposure to dirty electricity and electromagnetic signals meets this criteria. In other words, it meets the criteria for giving you cancer. Dr. Milham said, quote, it creates a steady bombardment of electromagnetic signals and we develop health problems. We're swimming in electromagnetic chemical soup, is how he put it. Hmm. So Dr. Milham has been seen to give various rates of caution and listing various forms of cancer, and especially in school children all over the nation. He says, and it's exploded due to the high electromagnetic impulses that are now in the classrooms. Yeah. So in his report, he said he wasn't very popular with school boards and city council members because of it. Well, sometimes they don't want to hear the truth, see. So he wasn't real popular. Wasn't real popular at all. And I can understand that. And you know, he says some people can tolerate the electromagnetic radiation at higher levels better than others, but over time the body gets worn down and develops cancer. So Stuart Simpson, he's a chemical and environmental engineer, and he says it's a unique situation in Huntersville, North Carolina, with the eye cancer cases. And he says it may have also something to do with the Doppler radar station that's near Huntersville, and it's owned by the Federal Aviation Administration. He seems to think that these radar stations can turn humans into antennas. and conduct more dirty electricity. So he states he has seen research that dirty electricity can also give animals and sea life diseases as well. Well, I mean, some people are, you know, saying, well, how do we get rid of this stuff? Well, I mean, you're not. You're not going to get rid of the technology. You know, there's money involved. And so money answereth all things, Scripture says. So you're not going to get people to voluntarily shut things down. You're just going to have to be more proactive in protecting yourself. There's a lot of things online that you can probably look up and find. Faraday cages are a big popular thing these days. You can make your own with a little windows aluminum screening if you know how to do that. Another thing you want to think, consider is removing a lot of the buildup of the radiation in your system. So there are some herbs that really do an excellent job at pulling radiomagnetic radiation out of you, heavy metals, and that kind of thing. So if you're interested in learning how to do that, I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs because they'll show you how to do that. It cleanses, especially of the system, from bowel to blood system, can really sweep and clear a lot of what you don't want to hold on to. Their toll-free number, if you want to give them a call and ask for a catalog, is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, you can visit them on the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, if you are outside the U.S., you can definitely give them a call at their international number of 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, and check them out online if you have the ability to do that. You can download their catalog from the website if you want, and be empowered. So their new catalog is still in development, so hopefully first part of September, September 1st or so, they'll have the new catalog. So right now they're still operating on 2018 prices, so this is a good time to get what you need and save before the price goes up, because everything else has gone up in cost, so things have to go up when that happens. So give them a call and get a free catalog. If you're on their website, do sign up for the newsletters because they're free, and you'll be empowered with health information each and every week through email. So you have to have email to get the newsletter. So give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And I think we're going to kind of shift gears a little bit because we've got a few minutes. And we're going to be talking about learning a little bit from pandemics, okay, because we have to learn from these things so we don't repeat them. So when you ask people about COVID, it depends on what you ask them and who you're talking to. Everybody has a different opinion, varied ideals about this pandemic and if it's serious or not. But there's been some medical experts that have shared their data showing the virus is really not as bad as experts have predicted or even published or have testified to. So the virus is real. It's an influenza-type virus pathogen, but it also has vascular disease signatures. And it appears that this so-called COVID pandemic really is just an influenza. And of course, you know, people are asking, well, where'd all the influenza cases go? Well, we know where they went. They were all classified as COVID. So influenza has still been here. And I did report an MIT statistician looked at all the statistical data from March of 2020 through September of 2020. And she said the death rates were the same as the last 2 years prior. So what does that tell you? So let's look at some epidemiologists and some of their analysis of all the data, get a better picture here. Some of these experts are saying that, you know, our numbers aren't just working out. They just don't make sense. Now, recently, two California physicians, as you've probably heard about, Dr. Erickson and Dr. Masashi, I guess that's how you pronounce his last name. They were operating an urgent care facility, if you don't know who they are, and they came under fire in their community when they held a press conference in which they felt that based on their research with testing in their community and with speaking with other physicians and hospital physicians across the country, the COVID-19 is not as prevalent in numbers as being reported. So the patients that they were treating had flu symptoms and not severe symptoms, and many were tested and they were not positive for the COVID virus. So the ones that were positive, they did not have severe symptoms either. So hospital physicians were written letters from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that were directing them to log deaths, all deaths, that's COVID-19. It would not be the even if it wasn't the cause of death. So this was a big red flag for a lot of them. And a lot of professionals have left. I know nurses especially have left that profession because they just couldn't agree with how patients were being treated with regard to COVID. And even physicians did come out and state, they even had some of their evidence on YouTube videos, but they all got taken down, that, you know, what they were told to do by the CDC and the World Health Organization and their hospital authorities, how to treat COVID patients was the wrong treatment and it actually did more harm than good. So this was to push up the numbers. So these people that are behind this whole orchestrated fake pandemic, you know, are just wicked to the bone, where they'll sacrifice anyone for their own agenda. So pretty unethical, actually. And the reason is, you know, the numbers to push the pandemic up, to push the fear factor up, and to get as many people under a vaccine as possible. And the vaccine is really a euthanasia type of drug. But it's just not instant in most cases. So now Dr. Arison stated that after speaking with hospital physicians, the consensus is the virus cases were very low. Hospitals didn't have overrun, weren't overrun with sick patients. So, and they weren't laying off, you know, why would you be laying off staff or having your staff dancing in the parking lot if you're overrun with sick patients? See, some things just didn't compute, right, Frank? So, and then, of course, you know, they shut down all those surgery procedures that weren't emergency treatments. So, you know, this was just all very, very well planned, and it's been planned for decades, according to Dr. Martin. And the reason he can say that is you just follow the paper trail at the patent office. It's been planned for decades. Now, here's a Sweden epidemiologist. We've talked about Dr. Johan Gazik before. Now, he's an expert, and he's often called out of retirement to come from time to time to evaluate plandemics or pandemics. And so he came out of retirement, and he looked at the COVID disease. And according to him, he says there's no data that shelter in place or social distancing or wearing masks is going to stop the spread of disease. However, hand washing has been proven, he said, to be very effective. So Dr. Gazit said that as we move forward, he said, instead of shutdowns, he says you should really take better care of the elderly. Used evidence-based hand washing techniques to you know, stop the spread of any of these pathogens. He also said that in his estimate, when he looked at the numbers, it didn't support what the pandemic numbers were being reported. He said it fell into a category of 0.1%, saying that it was just an influenza infection. It wasn't a pandemic at all. And he said most people had already become in contact with that pathogen anyway and have antibody resistance. He says only a minority of people will have an issue with it. And as it turns out, he was right. The people that did have a problem with COVID were very low in minerals, most likely because of their underlying health conditions, put them on pharmaceutical drugs that flushed a lot of those immune system minerals right out of their system. So their immune system struggled to deal with an influenza. And they lost their sense of taste and smell, which is hey, you don't have enough zinc in your body. And zinc is an immune system mineral that they just also confirmed helps protect you from COVID. So there you go. He was also stating that we can't compare what's happening to other parts of the region because dynamics are different in other places. So he said heavy population and poor air quality, crowded cities and living conditions and people subjected under tyranny affect the outcomes, he says. So he says millions of people have already had this virus strain and were not ill from it at all. He said this strain exploits a small minority of the populace, he said. So he's an expert, but of course he's not being interviewed on national news because he's speaking truth. It's not what the program needs to keep it alive. And of course, if you listen to Dr. Martin's statements, presentation on the COVID and the patents and everything, he tells you statistically, scientifically, why your variants don't exist. They're made up. They're totally false. Okay? So whenever you hear them saying, you know, the Delta variant or this variant or that variant, he says, don't believe it. He says, it's not true. And it's just to scare people into getting multiple booster vaccinations, which are really going to undermine their health. So it's a genocide plan, according to him. So as we know, there was a lot of damage when our nation and other countries shut down. There was mental health issues. There was people with a lot of health issues from digestive tract disorders. Immune systems were lowered, increased of infections. People with arthritis because they couldn't get out and move around like they used to. That got worse. So there was a lot of little things that kind of fell into place like a stack of dominoes hitting the ground. And then, of course, you know, the antibody tests were inaccurate. And any test, you got to remember, in medicine, any test that they use has a 20% error margin built into it. So now you're hearing the false positive terminology. But any test, 20% error margin, 20%. So that's why you may want to repeat a test. Like if you're going to get an X-ray or something, you may want to have another radiologist take a look at it. Now, according to Dr. Johan Gazik, he thinks that it is not if, but when all these tests will be implemented across the globe, he said this, he says, then there'll be this anti-pandemic measure. He says he did not have any constructive answers for people who were carriers and would test positive and how it would affect their lives, but he felt that the lockdown measure was quite draconian. Yeah. So the COVID-19 exercise, if you will, has kind of opened the eyes of a lot of people. Pandemics can become political, for instance. Health experts and their algorithms can get predictions that are very wrong. Severe influenza can be negatively leveraged to change the landscape of an entire world, and fear has been used to control and restrict massive populations. That's what people see. I think they're seeing it now. If they didn't see it last year, I think they're seeing it now. So in the blink of an eye, financial markets were changed, consumer panic set in, and some livelihoods were totally destroyed by this thing. So people last year were looking forward to getting back to, quote, normal, but this thing's being leveraged. And since it's got momentum for the agenda of the leftist power group, they're not going to voluntarily give this up. They're not. They're not going to voluntarily give this up. You know what, Frank? And I'm getting emails from people in Congress, Republicans, I think, saying, you know, wanting you to fill out a survey or a poll, what you think about the COVID. Do you think it's real and this and that? Do you think, you know, Has it been abused? Has it been that kind of stuff? But at the end of it, they won't collect your answers unless you send a donation. It's all about money. They just want your money. People in the Capitol. No. Dog and pony show. That's how I look at it. So people are looking for ways to protect themselves regardless of this or that. They just want to know what they can do to minimize their risk and stay safer. And I get that. What I've been doing and what my family's been doing is using the astragalus root because it has a high zinc profile. And the reason it's got been chosen is because of some research that was done in 2012 on COVID. This was way before it was supposedly a virus. Remember, it was a novel virus in 2020. No. The patents, when you listen to Dr. Martin, the patents, decades of patents on COVID. This has been planned. And so back in 2012, U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health did a study. Didn't get published now in 2019, late 2019. Go figure, right? But anyway, they did the study, and they found your immune system will use zinc to create a protein protective layer on the outside of your cells so that the virus can't penetrate your cells and replicate it and make you sick. So, and lo and behold, those who got sick with COVID had low zinc, and they lost their sense of taste and smell, which is a result of low zinc. And that's why they added zinc to the hydroxychloroquine. So it was minerals. And I have often said that most internal medicine issues are usually mineral related, a lack of them. Okay, because we're not getting in enough nutrient in our food sources, so we have to do better. Anyway, so your medicinal herbs are packed full of minerals and vitamins and amino acids and protein. And so astragalus root has a real high zinc profile. So take it every day. That's what I do. I take it every day. My family and friends take it every day. And nobody's sick with COVID. Nobody. So look at astragalus root. It has a very high zinc profile. If you're looking for the astragalus root in a liquid form, you'll find that at the powerherbs.com website. It's under their immune support section. So try that if you're worried about that. If you're worried about radioactive EMF radiation, definitely do your organ cleansing to pull all that stuff out. See, God didn't leave us defenseless in this day and age we find ourselves in, the end times, see. He said, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So he gets all the credit every day, all the time, and I'm just the middleman telling you about it. So herbs, medicinal herbs. You know, the stuff that drug companies used to make their drugs out of before they started making synthetics. If herbs weren't all that great, why do they even bother with them, right? Well, they can't patent what God made. They can't steal the Lord's copyright, so they see. They just, you know. Anyway, so look forward to the new catalog that the folks at Apothecary Herbs are coming out with next month. Going to be some new items in there and new pricing. So if you're looking to stock up now because, you know, fall is here, really right a couple weeks away, and then winter's right around the corner, coming fast. So if you want to stock up on your immune support pandemic kits, heart attack pack, snake bite kits, herbs for pets, whatever it is, you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where healthcare options just became endless. Get empowered. Use God's herbs. You won't be disappointed because God can't lie. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or information. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.